The U.S. Department of Transportation recently introduced a new female crash dummy. So they're trying to up safety for women, which I obviously love. What they were using was a dummy model that was just basically based on male proportions, but just a little lighter. So that doesn't do the job. So this sounds like the right move here. Jessica Jermakian is the vice president of vehicle research at Insurance Institute for Highway Safety to get into this further. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
How did this come about that they were going to change the proportions here to better serve all the women in our country who drive in cars?
Well, so there has been a crash test dummy that has had female proportions for more than 30 years now. But this new dummy, what this new dummy does is it uses more female-specific data to refine some of the parts, some of the aspects to make them more female-like and interact with the vehicle in a more female-like way. So this is great news.
Well, the new dummy concentrates, I understand, on the types of injuries that women suffer most often. What do we now understand about how women are injured differently in crashes? And why did it take this long for the industry to address it?
Well, so we know women are at increased risk compared with men when they're in a crash. Some of those differences are due to differences in the types of crashes they're in. Women are more likely to be in the struck vehicle in a side impact crash or a rear impact crash, and that can put them at increased risk. But we also know when we compare crashes kind of apples to apples, very similar crashes between men and women, where we see the biggest differences are in the legs, specifically like the ankles and feet.
By the way, this is Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, whatreallymatters.com to learn more. And this is our Mobility Makers segment. I think it works perfectly here. So as you said, there are different sensors now on this Thor 05F, which sounds like something on James Bond or something.
Marvel.
Yeah. and so it changes differences, including the neck, collarbone, pelvis, and legs, just to reflect more of what women look like.
Yes. And so this new dummy has updated information and updated sensors, additional sensors that we can now use to potentially drive vehicle improvements,
but
through crash test programs.
What will those answers give, car makers? Can they change the car just for women?
Well, an important part is to make sure that what we're measuring in the dummy, we can tie that back to risk for real world risk for women. And so that's the next step that we need to do as people who use crash test dummies, is understand how we can use all those new sensors to help predict those risks of injury. Once we're able to do that, then the automakers can design changes into the vehicle to help mitigate those risks.
I don't know, automakers will eventually be required to test with this Thor 05F once it's approved. How big a shift do you think that's going to be for the industry when it comes to cost, training, and redesign?
Well, it is true that this new dummy is more expensive than the dummies that we're currently using. And something that is important to remember is that the dummies we're currently using have done a really good job of driving vehicle improvements that are benefiting everyone, women included.
I think this is a great step in the right direction. Jessica Jermakian, thanks for joining us for Mobility Makers this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
I got to tell you, speaking of autos,
so
yesterday during the show, my wife calls me and she's like, my car won't start.
We were here for that initial call. Yes.
It was very frantic. So I was like, all right, well, I'll get home as quick as I can, see if I can figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert, I can't figure anything out on a car. I don't know anything about any of it. I'm lucky that I can change a windshield wiper, all right?
You just click those on.
Yeah, well, I got to make sure I, go on YouTube and find the right video for the corresponding windshield wiper to make sure I put it on correctly. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I get home, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's the engine. I have no idea. So it's not starting. So I'm like, well, we have one of those battery jumper cable things.
Mm-hmm.
So
technical term.
You know. So I make sure it's charged. I go out there, hook it up to the battery, and then I go to start the car. The lights come on, all the electronics come on, but it doesn't start. And then 2 seconds later, all the lights go out. I'm like, boy, maybe it's the alternator. I don't know. So I call the dealership and I make an appointment for this morning at 7:30. Then I call AAA.
Okay.
So AAA comes out and the guy's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know. It's not starting. And then now the battery doesn't work. And I don't know he's like, do you need a tow or do you need a jump? And I'm like, well, I tried the jump. I did that. He's like, well, let's try my thing. And I'm like, all right. Hooked it up, started right away. I mean, right away started. And I'm like, oh. So maybe it was just the battery. Maybe you were right. It's like, no big deal. Like, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Like, it was so wild. I'm like, I don't know anything about cars, anything. And, so that was nice. So it saved me a trip to the dealership and saved me a tow and that whole deal. But
there's still a problem, right?
There is some sort of problem. Yeah.
Something's draining the battery.
Yeah. But it was nice that we got it taken care of at that moment.
Uh-huh.
We'll, now we'll make it fit into our schedules nicer to get into the dealership. But
did he laugh at you?
Yeah, he laughed. I mean, he didn't really laugh at me.
He just put you on blast right here.
But, like, he definitely.
He's putting himself on blast.
Oh, I got no shame in my game. He definitely, like, told somebody about me.
He's like, this guy.
Yeah.
Went back to work and said, dude.
This guy, I think he's on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, he went back and told his family. He's like, I don't know. This guy thought he knew what he was talking about, and turns out he did not know anything about what he was talking about. Oh.
Can I say something, and this is no shade to you? I feel like back in the day, everyone kind of just knew how to do more things like that, like tinker on a car or whatever. Well, like, my dad knows how to do all the things.
Same. Yeah. My dad knows how to do everything as well.
And mine and my brothers, and I have. I can do a few things, but let me tell you who can do it is my wife.
Really?
That's great.
Marie knows a lot about cars, so by the time we get in, we can usually figure it out, but it's usually her.
Like, during the pandemic.
She's like Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
In the movie. Goes like, up to the.
During the pandemic, my dad and I, we finished our basement, my basement. So he'd come over, we would finish my basement.
We, in quotes.
Yeah, and I say we, because at the end of it, he was like, now how do you, like, isn't this cool? Like, you did this, like, this is great. I was like, I'm five. Like, you did a nice job. And I'm like, he goes, now you know how to do all this stuff. And I'm like, no,
I don't.
I don't know how to do any of this. You just told me what to do and I did it. I don't know. If you gave me a fresh basement to redo, I couldn't do anything that we just did.
Yeah.
Not one single thing. It is crazy.
That's why there are people to call.
That's right.
Thank you, AAA.
We call dads or AAA. Yeah. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, we have more to talk to. We're going to get back into some news discussions about what's going on with Steve Witkoff and the Russians at 6:49. Big meeting.